And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This newscast is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. A Huron County criminal case will remain on hold while the defendant undergoes a forensic evaluation. Richard Allen Wallen appeared before Circuit Court Judge Gerald M. Prill for arraignment, represented by attorney Dallas L. Rooney. Wallen entered a plea of not guilty. During the proceeding, the court confirmed Wallen had been referred to a forensic center with the necessary paperwork already signed. Such evaluations can be ordered to address issues including a defendant's competency to participate in court proceedings. Judge Prill continued Wallen's bond at $50,000 cash or surety, and Chief Assistant Prosecutor David J. Wallace also told the court the prosecution plans to file amended information concerning the timeline in the case. Wallen is scheduled to return to circuit court on October 26th at 10 a.m. And a 69-year-old man is hanged to jail following a sentencing hearing in Huron County Circuit Court. John Orris Bryce pleaded guilty to his third offense of operating while intoxicated. During the hearing, Bryce's defense argued that his client had not faced a major driving offense in decades. The prosecutors noted a blood alcohol level of 0.159, nearly twice the legal limit at the time of his arrest. Bryce told the court he had been drinking while visiting a friend in hospice before his truck's transmission had failed, leading to the traffic stop. Judge Prill sentenced Bryce to 3 years of probation and 180 days in the county jail, with credit for 2 days already served. Additionally, Bryce is ordered to complete 480 hours of community service and pay a $500 fine. A 48-year-old man is facing a 12-month delayed sentence following a hearing in Huron County Circuit Court. Leon Francis Piscors pleaded guilty earlier this year to charges of resisting and obstructing a police officer and domestic violence. During the proceedings, defense attorney Dallas L. Rooney highlighted that Piscors has no prior felonies and is currently receiving treatment for cancer. The court addressed the circumstances of the incident, noting that Piscor's blood alcohol level was 0.269 at the time. While Piscor cited a medical condition regarding his alcohol metabolism, the court stated that level was just unacceptable, particularly during police contact. Judge Prill ordered a 12-month delayed sentence with strict probation conditions. These include a total ban on alcohol, mandatory drug and alcohol testing, in the completion of substance abuse and mental health treatment. Piscors is also required to maintain employment and cannot leave Michigan without court permission. A review of the case is scheduled for August 23rd of 2027. And we will be right back after this message from M3 Wireless.
It's back to school time. We're sure you're preparing your students to have new notebooks, pencils, and materials to have the best school year ever. What about your home internet service? Is it ready to tackle homework? This year, stay connected with fast, reliable service from M3 Wireless. M3 Wireless has various plans to meet your family's needs as well as your budget. That means smooth streaming, online gaming, HDTV, remote work, and homework, all happening at the same time without interruptions. M3 Wireless offers low-income plans starting at just $45 a month for qualified buyers, giving you flexible options that fit your monthly budget. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties with a speed and pricing you deserve. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in Eastern Michigan.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.